Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Would people say that your family knows how to have fun? Is there laughter in your house? Are there times scheduled just to have fun on the calendar? Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth, the radio feature of House on the Rock Family Ministries. And we're continuing our conversation about how to develop a godly family culture. And of course, if you've missed any of our previous shows, feel free to go to our website, pebblesoftruth.com, and get caught up. Well, today we want to talk about having fun. Yes, God wants us and promised us that we would have an abundant life. And I think that means having a little bit of fun. Wouldn't you agree, Bruce?
I sure do, Cap. And, joy and happiness are part of the Christian life. And there's no better place for our kids to learn and experience about how to have fun than at home. And our home should be a place of enthusiasm and laughter and noise. But just like everything else, we as parents need to be intentional about making sure that there's some fun times in our homes. And Cap, I know that you and your family like to have fun. So why don't you share with our listeners some of the things that you guys do?
Well, Bruce, I think for the first thing, we enjoy playing together. You know, we do a lot of work together, but we also enjoy playing together. And one of those things is we like to play badminton. Mm-hmm. Oddly enough, we set up a net in the backyard and have tournaments. And We do that throughout the summer. It's kind of hard to do in the winter, but it's certainly a summer sport. We also like to ride bikes together, and that's something that it gives us an opportunity to bond together. And, of course, music is very important to us, mm-hmm. singing together. Mm-hmm. And I would even say that we enjoy camping. I think my wife would probably disagree with me, but I know that in the midst of some of the bad experiences of camping, we can also build some very positive family stories as well.
There's tense flooding or great stories.
You bet.
That's right. You know, and at our Legacy Conference, we ask families to make a year-long merriment calendar, we call it, starting mm-hmm. with the holidays. But then we ask them to mix in their personal birthdays, their spiritual birthdays, anniversaries, any special day that they might have together as a family onto their calendar. Then we let them as a family sit down and plan what they want to do to have fun during that month. Mm-hmm. And the only rule is that each family member gets to choose at least one activity.
And Bruce, those are always fun to see what the families develop as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know that the times that they have together strengthen the families and the relationships. But sometimes fun times can turn sour.
Yeah.
Are there some guidelines that we should be aware of?
Well, that's a great insight, Cap, and a great question. And yeah, sometimes it's easy for us to get too carried away, and we can inflict some pain on family members in times that are supposed to be fun. So again, we as parents need to make sure that we model to our kids how to laugh at ourselves when we do something that's unintentionally funny. Maybe we miss the birdie in badminton, a shot we should have had, or we trip over second base, or we miss that 3-inch putt in badminton, or we pitch the 10 on the wrong side. I don't know. But, you know, when our kids see us laugh at ourselves, they're going to feel free to laugh along with us, which brings us to the second warning, and that is when we're laughing together as a family, we're doing just that. We're laughing with each other, not at each other. And,
yes. You
know, nobody likes to be laughed at, and nothing deflates a fun moment more than someone bursting into tears because they've been embarrassed. So when we see that kind of thing happening as parents, we need to divert the attention back to the positives and keep the family fun night on track, or it could turn into family fight nights.
And certainly not something we want.
No.
And this can be a very painful thing for our kids as well to be laughed at.
Mm-hmm.
It can provoke some extremely non-fun activities. Mm-hmm. But Bruce, what can we do to be careful when it comes to our family fun?
Well, like everything else, there needs to be some boundaries. And fun can lead to teasing, and teasing can lead to the sharing of personal and private things in front of people that shouldn't be shared, you know. And if you're sharing some things to embarrass a member of your family, that's out of bounds. And we don't want to laugh about, bedwetting or breaking up with boyfriends or girlfriends. Those family members are going to be hurt and be belittled. And again, we as parents need to whistle those kinds of activities dead very quickly.
Well, thank you, Bruce. So why don't all of us listening today think of something fun that we can do together this week as a family? Sit down, plan it together as a family, and then have some fun. And we're going to post our guide for developing a family fun calendar on our website, pebblesoftruth.com. So feel free to go out there and click on that family activity link. Well, next week, we're going to finish up our conversation about having a godly family culture. So until then, keep building your house on the rock. You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.